Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yivamis Daf Kuf Chav Beis, last daf in the Masechta. Yivamis Kuf Chav Beis. We left off, we have a little bit to catch up. By the two dots, Kuf Chav Aleph Amad Beis, just 5-6 lines into the Gemara, a little past the midway point of the page on Kuf Chav Aleph Beis. We had said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Bava said, made a chil between a yid and a guy, that by a yid, whether the testimony that someone died was lehedya for testimony purposes, whether it was not, we accept it. Whereas by a guy, the lashon of the Mishnah was, if he's miskavin, if he has intent, then we don't accept it. If he doesn't have intent, then we do accept it. The Gemara said, what does it mean he doesn't have intent? So, just to, before you see the Gemara, just to speak it outside, the intent could be, when we say the word intent, does it mean the guy has intent to say testimony, b'chlal? That's one intent, obvious. Or no, maybe it could be he has intent to be matir the woman. Not just stops the testimony. He has intent to say testimony and be matir the woman. How far are we talking about when we say, if he has intent, we don't believe him? And if he doesn't have intent, we do believe him. So that's the Gemara outside. When we say that when the guy's intent, we don't accept his testimony, is when his intent was to actually be matir the woman. But if the intent of the guy was to testify, not to be matir necessarily, he's just saying a testimony that so-and-so died, then a duce edus, we would accept such an edus. Says, how do we know what his intent within this kivun, if his kivun was stam testimony, or the kivun was mamash lahatir. Amar beisif, simple. Bala bezdin v'amar ish pleini meis, his siwas ishtay. If he mentions the words, he says, so-and-so's husband died, let his wife get remarried. So it's pretty clear, he spoke out, the purpose of his statement was, zeonis gav lahatir. His kivun was to be mad to the woman. But if he just comes in and says, meis stam, that the so-and-so died, then zeonis gav lahatir. And according to Rabbi Dumish Mwalt's interpretation of our Mishnah, that would be okay. A guy who's miskaven lahayit is okay. Only miskaven lahatir is a problem. It's Bernami, Amir Shlakish, Shlakish agrees to Rabbi Dumish Mwalt, Leshon Oshos gav lahatir, miskaven lahayit, edus edus. Only if he's miskaven to be mad to the woman, do we not accept the testimony? If he's miskaven to say edus stam, we do accept edus. Amar Bechon, again, we're Kuf Chaf Alpha Amaz. We're about 13, 14 lines up from the bottom of the page in the wide lines. Says the Gemara, Amar Bechus Bechon asks, Leikachai Maisa Beushia, Berebi Shehitzris, Imshperno Chamisha Sekenim. Wasn't this a story? We've spoken many times in Shas that when it says Lashon Beribi, it means sometimes Ben Rebbe could be the son of Rebbe or the son of a so and so. Beribi means Lashon of the Gadol Hadar. Wasn't there a story with Usha the Great or one of the Gadol Hadar that he was fighting with 85 Zakenim? Amar Lehman, he said to them, Leshon Elishas Gavin Hatir. He said, like you're saying, Lewish Lakish, like Amar Vidu Mishmuel says, that only when it's a Skavin Lahatir do we not accept the guy. Avon is Skavin Lahatir, but if it's Skavin Lahatir, Edus Edus, we would accept the testimony. Vlahed Lachamim, but the 85 scholars, the 85 Zakenim did not agree. And obviously, we go like the 85 over the, even though it was the Gadol, we go like the 85 Lachamim, that we don't accept, not only do we not accept the guy when he's coming to be Matir, we don't accept the guy as long as he's coming to have intent to testify. Ella, so according to your Beichanan, you're quoting a story that all the Chachamim held that whenever the guy is miskaven, not only to be matir, but even if he's miskaven, just to testify that the man died without having intent to matir the wife, still we don't accept it. So what's the case that we do accept it? The Moros now meaning, what's the basic case? The Mishnah's Mashma, when he's miskaven, we don't accept it. But if he's not miskaven, why would he be saying a testimony and not being miskaven? What does that mean? Says Gemara, Heichem Shachas, what's the case? Simple answer, we stam. He's stam speaking the little taiches. He's speaking innocently. He's stam speaking hack innocently without any intent for it to be a goddess edus at all. Kiahu tavikam v'azel, like there's such a person who's walking around saying manakamein. It's very interesting. This is very interesting. This is a case of Masiach HaVitumai. The first already pointed out, in this upcoming case, the few cases the Gemara is going to bring to show demonstrations of stories of Masiach HaVitumai, the guy seems to be giving over information in a testimonial form. Look what he says. Who's around to hear me from the house of Chivai? Who's around to hear me from the house of Chivai? Chivai has died. The answer, Basif, L'divisayel. And a Basif let Chivai's wife get married based on that statement. Now, what's interesting over there is he was calling out to say, who is around from Beis Chivai? He's calling around to say who's around Beis Chivai. Sounds like he is saying a little bit of testimony. The first one explained, no, it was more, even though it sounds like that, from the story it was clear he wasn't coming to court, it was much more of a simple story that he wanted to just be media, the family, as again, just we'll call it just hack, not Bateris Edis. It was more he had information he wanted to share with them. That was also called Mesiach Lefitumai. Similar story, who David Kamar Vazel, this guy walked around saying, violate the parashas, Riza David, but Pabadis the Shachem, woe is to this horseman, it was actually he's a Zariz, a quick horseman in Pabadisa, who died. And Rabbeisav or Rava were matir his wife to get married based on again this statement of the guy. Hahuda have come Rabbeisav, this guy who walked around saying Manika bechasa tavachasa. Who was here for Nasa Chasa? Again, a similar lesson to way before. Who was here for Nasa Chasa? Chasa is drowned. Now it will be clear in the Gemara that the statement that Chasa drowned was he drowned in a mayim. She'ein lam seif. Remember, we had yesterday's daf that mayim she'ein lam seif. If there's a boundary, if there's a border, then you could say the fellow's for sure are dead because you would have seen him come up at the border. Whereas if it's ein lam seif, there's concern that he popped up on the other side, like we have with the boats of Reb Meir and Rabbi Akiva, respectively, that actually capsized and other Tanayim saw their boats go down and thought for sure they're dead, and they ended up surviving somehow and they came up on some other side of the river. So, in this story, what happened? Amar Nachman, Hale Kim Achlu Kivil Chasa. He said, Lashashvua, the fish have eaten Chasa. That was a statement. Now, from the statement that the fish have eaten Chasa, meaning he must be dead, it sounds like he's saying he's for sure dead. Meduburei Rav Nachman, also divisavet Chasa Venzaba. The wife of Chasa heard Rav Nachman's statement, and she went and got married based on it. Vamlamidi, and the Chum didn't stop her from getting married. Amar Ravashi, so Shema Mina, they didn't stop her from not getting married, I should say better, they didn't stop her from staying married. Amar Ravashi, this is you say that we already had in yesterday's daf. Shema Mina, Hadam Rabbanah Maim Shem Lasef Ishta Asura. This day we say Maim Shein Lam Seif, the wife is Asur, Hani Mili Chatchila, Avli Nasev Lam Efkin Minei. That is only the Chatchila, Maim Shein Lam Seif. And the Maim, so that's what we were saying a minute ago, that's clear that the story of Chasa was that he drowned in a water that doesn't have any. The Shein Lam Seif, it didn't have that you couldn't see all the boundaries. So Chum said, you can't get married in that case because there's concern. Maybe the husband popped up somewhere else. The guy didn't know. The guy just said, and the truth is, it's not just the guy. The presumption is the guy is dead. We're not fooling ourselves and the guy disappeared in the middle of the massive Atlantic Ocean and he's still alive. The presumption is dead. We're just concerned maybe he showed up somewhere else. So therefore we say she can't get married. But once she gets married, but the Yevah would let her stay married. That was what my source had yesterday with Rav Shila. We had the story of Rav Shila. He had accidentally confused a scenario that he thought was Mayim Sheish Lam Seif, but it was really Ein Lam Seif. He was mad to the person. We don't see anything about him retracting. He said he may have taken the psak, but we don't see the Gemara doesn't point out about retracting the marriage that she has to get divorced. And the answer is, again, based on this, because B'di'evan, once they get married, it's okay. Why is that the case? Because, like we said, on a deraisa level, Alpi Rav, it's pasha that a person that falls into, that disappears in a Mayim Sheein Lam Seif, even water, we don't see the borders, Alpi Rav, the person's dead. Because it could be, you really, Iker Dimatari, it could be said if the person's dead. It's the Rabban Del Machmir that maybe could show up somewhere and create a major issue, so they're Machmir. So the Chatchila, you're Machmir. But the Evan, once you already got married, we're not going to be Machmir. That's the aside. Here, too, it fits beautifully, this idea that Rav Nachman was able to say a Lashon Shvua that he's dead. It's a pella. He's able to say Lashon Shvua that he's dead because Alpi Rav in Hilchas Dinim of Dinei Torah. Do we assume this guy's dead or not? He's dead. But Lamaisa, to let Azav get married the Chatchila, he wouldn't have said that. She went and misinterpreted his words because if he's able to say he's dead with Lashon Shvua, must be he's really dead. It's not the case. Lagabe marriage, we're machmer to say she shouldn't get married, but once she got married, we let her stay married. That's the Shakartaya in the first version. Nikita Rabbi said the story is slightly different. Answer Rav Nachman of Yisrael. Not Rav Nachman made a comment about the husband being for sure dead, you know, in the stomach of the fish. And she got married based on the misinterpreting his words that she's able to get married. Rav Nachman, according to the second version, actually allowed her to get married. Amar. Chasa gav rabbi, he said, this is another story we had in the other day's blah. Chasa is a great man. So Rav Nachman already knew it was Mayim Shein Lam Seif, and we passed Mayim Shein Lam Seif for Chayshish to make the person keep up on the other side. But there's a svara that also one of the Maram wanted to say, I think it was Rashi actually, I'm sorry, Rashi wanted to say this for in yesterday's daf, that if the person was an Adam Chashv, a famous person, had they risen up ashore elsewhere, word would get back to us that they're alive because we would have heard about Chasa being alive. And the fact that we didn't hear about it must be Staka dead. And that was as far as Rav Nachman was matir. V'lohi, the Gemara says, no, it's a mistake. Lashta Gav Rabba, Lashta Gav Rabba. It doesn't make a difference if he's Gav Rabba or not. Ti Evan, in the Chachilai, a person, you don't allow, and Mayim Shein Lam Seif, if a person disappears, we say the Chachilai, the wife remains Usser. Bid Yev, if she got married, she can stay married. So in this case, Rav Chas also, once they're matir, she's able to stay married, but she wouldn't be able to get married to Chachilai. Even if Chas is a famous person, we don't see the fact that they're famous and we didn't hear about that must be the Takedan. We don't use that as a proof. Maybe we got up on shore and he didn't, you know, tell people what his name was. He didn't, you know, show off. Maybe he forgot who he was. Who knows what happened? That's not going to have reason to say that she's mutter. Okay. Ho ev yichav story time. Tavi kamele Yisrael k'tol aspasta ushadi l'chavoy b'shabata. There was a guy who says to a yid, come cut some aspasta. Aspasta is grain that's typically used for animal fodder. It's actually Rashi in different places gives different shatim. Either it's aspasta is regular grain that only reached 1/3 of its growth. It's in the beginning of its growth. So it's not developed. Therefore, it's not good for human consumption right now. It would be good if you let it grow further. Elsewhere, Rashi seems to explain that the Gemara seems to explain that aspasta is actually a plant that never becomes proper grains. It's a plant that's meant for animal fodder and never becomes a proper grain. Okay, either way, the point is, the guy was telling the Yid to cut the aspasta on Shabbos and give it to animals to and give it to animals to feed. Obviously, there's a isurim involved, kaitzer. Here's the key words for our purposes. If you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. If you don't do this, I'm going to kill you the same way I killed so-and-so the Yid. Who I had told to cook for me on Shabbos, he didn't cook for me like I asked, and I killed him. So the guy was admitting to murdering this other Yid. Now, here's the key. He also is trying to instill fear in this Yid to listen to what he's saying. So he's admitting to killing another Yid, also instilling fear. Is it Mesiach Vitumi? Is it not? The wife of the first guy who didn't cook for the guy on Shabbos and was killed heard the story, and she came for the Rabbi and wanted to know, am I about to get married now? Shai say Abaya delayed the psak top of Kuchav Yisrael Aleph plus beginning delayed three Yom Tovim because the Chum gathered together by Yom Tovim and he's hoping that through the gathering the Chumim debating the Shaila they come up with an answer. Amar Leib Ada after some time after three Yom Tovim apparently still didn't have an answer. Amar Bad Rava Zilka by the Reis going for the Reis of the Charef Kis Sakine. His knife is sharp, meaning he's a Charef in these dinim. He'll be able to respond. He'll be able to answer your Shaila. Also, the Mei she went for the Reis of Pasha Mead Masis. He brought a right for the following brisa. If a guy is selling fruit in the market, he says, these pears of Arla, Shel Azika, of Azika. This is Machlaikas, exactly what Azika is. Rashi explains Azika was actually, again, Peres Shvius. That's the case. And the person had put a fence around the field to protect the Peres, and that creates some sort of problem. Rashi is bothered. Rashi actually says, you're not supposed to make a fence around your Shvius produce, obviously, right? So you're not supposed to protect your Shvius produce. But once you put a fence around it, it doesn't make the fruit Asa B'dievet. Whereas this Gemara seems to be saying Asa B'dievet. Rabbi Tamlin was talking from this Gemara that it is Asa B'dievet. Okay, we're not going to focus so much on this, on the denim of Peres Shvius right now. It's a little short on time. But the point is that the guy was admitting issues with these payers, but we'll see, it's very clear, he was doing it, was saying, we're not going to trust him, l'chumra. Why? Because the guy's just a salesman. He's trying to say whatever sells. By saying that it was protected, he thinks you're going to want to buy more. By saying it's Arla, it's baby fruit, it's fresh fruit. Not realizing that for us, Arla is obviously a big issue, opposite of making it desirable. So he says, Sha'arlain, Sha'zikain, Sha'nat Rabbayin, it's not the right, the fourth year of produce, which has to be Nav Yishlayim. Le'amar Klum, we don't trust the guy for nothing, even the chumra. Why? He's just trying to make his mecha sound good. We don't believe they're saying a word of truth, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. So what do you see? Rabbi Yisrael is saying, you can't trust the guy. Over there, by the case where he says, do this for melacha from Shabbos, or I'll kill you like I killed so-and-so, such a testimony we're not going to believe. Why? Because we don't trust him for a minute. He's just coming to instill fear. He has ulterior motives. We can't trust him that he actually killed the other person, and that the other person's dead, and therefore he can't get remarried. Again, Mesiach Vitume, Gai Stamzai talking hack, he's Stamzai spreading information, not the terrorist testimony, we would believe him. But, I think we're going to have more stories to back that up. But, in a case where he's coming specifically, and he may have an agenda over there, we're not going to trust him. There is a discussion of the Paiskin, very quickly, that what about, let's say, a Yid who was in the army, a Yid who comes into the Gaish army, and he gets reports from, who he getting reports from? So, Gaim, that he was passed away in battle. Could you believe it or not? Could you believe the death certificate or not? So, some places want to say that since by death certificate, we have no reason to believe there's an agenda. There's no agenda to say this Yid died. Unless you're a conspiracy theorist, that there's something that the more sinister happening, no reason to believe that there's an agenda. Adraba, if there's a death certificate and they say he died and then he comes back alive, it looks really bad for them. And therefore, you can rely on the death certificate that came from the Geisha army, Geisha soldiers, even without any Yid in there to testify, you can rely on it. The Dvar Ram simply says, if a person was sentenced to death in a regular, normal, government. He was sentenced to death, or maybe as a mulcha, where they able to mete out capital punishment, but a Yid was sentenced to death, and no one was there behind the scenes to see. They took the Yid into the place where they do the death. There wasn't a public hanging, and therefore there's no one there to actually testify that he was killed. If the derech is that they run a mulcha organized, and they don't play games, and there's no funny business that you can either bribe your way out, or they're just trying to instill fear, if there's no other concerns, we have every reason to believe that the court just carried out their punishment, and you could taka assume the guy said. However, others say, based on our Gemara, that no, we see that the game often have agendas that we don't know about, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to necessarily marry off the wife based on that. Seth Gemara, a few stories. Abiyudin, Ishti, the Amar, Maisi, Bisho, Vechav, Shalch, Bederach, the story of the Yin, the guy going on the road, Vubav, Vechav, Amar, Chaval, Ayudi, Shayim, Bederach, Shemais, Bederach, Bederach, Crafted. We know the yid and goy were traveling on the road, and then the goy came and said, "Wow, chaval, the yid that was with me, he died. I buried him." And they married his wife based on the marriage of his wife based on the testimony of the goy. He said, "I was traveling with him in this road. We know that he was traveling on that road." He said, "The guy's dead. We believe him." There was another story. There was a group of people. Lashon Kaila, someone said that they were had shackles on or something. There were a group of people. They're traveling to Antuchia. A guy came and said, "Amar, chaval al kol shavei adam shemesu mukvartim." He described the people. Chaval, this group of people that died in their travels, and I buried them. V'siyus l'shasem, and they went to the wives to get married. V'shuv ma'is, another story. V'shishim bnei adam, 60 people. Shemalchem lekarkam beiser. They're going to place karkam beiser. Uboy v'cham a guy came. Amar, chaval shishim bnei adam. Chaval, these 60 people. Shemalchem derech beiser. They were traveling this way to Beser, and never they died, and I buried them. And again, based on this Messiah of Yitumah, based on this commenting of the guy, he wasn't coming to say Adis per se, he wasn't coming to testify the Hatim or Shazam, for sure not, but he wasn't coming even to say Adis. He was sometimes like just commenting, they were married, the wives, based on the testimony. The first point out, the Shuvas early on, Mizrahi points out that in all these stories, there's some form of siman to show that we're identifying at least the right person. We want to make sure we're identifying the right person. Either it was the number, 60 people, and we knew about the group of 60 people. Either it was the location they're going to Antuchia. Or it was the derech that we knew, the first Gemara, it doesn't say what the derech was, but there's a derech that we knew that he was traveling on. There's some sort of siman that we can connect with that we indeed have the right person, that the guy was with the right person or people, that we could say that their wife's amateur. Zok to Mishnah. Meidin la'araner ular levana. You can testify that a man was dead based on seeing him dead by the light of a nair or of the moonlight, right? Now, the shadows, what's the chiddush? We know that Bezdin does not get together to judge dinim at night, right? We know dinim mamonis, you can finish a night, gemara din, start by day, finish a night, but Bezdin doesn't get together at night. But Edim, if I see Edis at night, I can't, so again, I don't testify for the Bezdin at night because Bezdin doesn't work at nights, but the Edis about what I saw at night, of course that works. Why would I think the Edis about night doesn't work? If I'm saying Edis, this is what I saw. So we're saying you could testify by a person that he was dead with the light of the lamp or the moonlight. Why would I think not? So the first one explained, Eliyahu Rabba, Sage Eliyahu Rabba explains that there's a Gemara Maseches Becharis that says, Be'idish Isha Chmiru, Mamish, a funny concept because we've been working in the past bunch of blot, but besides for the Mayim Shein Lam Seif, we've been basically looking for Kulas, right? People are not normally named to be Edim. Eid Echad, Pasla Edim, are all going to be named to testify about a man that is dead, to be mad to the wife. So in general, we're more makel to allow her to get remarried. But the Maisel is also kind of Eid Isha Echmir. Eid Isha is very chumrous. Karas, Eish is Ish, if you make a mistake. And therefore, since we're Machmed Eid Isha, there would be as far to say night testimony, testifying at night, whether it's by the light of the moon, light of the lamp, light of the sun, would be no light of the moon, or light of a nair, would be no good. Kamashmal in our Mishnah, Taka, that it is good. Further, the Eli Rabba, Sidra Rabba explains that there's actually more than that. By day, not only do you see the, not just by day, let me say better. A live person, when you see him, you don't just see the tzur of his face and realize it's him. Very often you can recognize a person from 100 feet away walking down the block just by the way he walks, his mannerisms, the nuances. You can figure out who the person is without, you certainly don't see their face yet, and you can recognize them. The nuances also play a role, but that's only when the person's alive. Mannerisms, nuances, whereas when a person is dead, you don't have all that. So you really just recognize the face. So therefore, maybe by a dead person, and at night, maybe that would be also vital reason to be machmer kamash malan, the mission again, that we're not worried, and we trust Adis, that even they testify about night. Okay. Umasil pi basko, and you can permit a woman to get married based on a basko. Now, a basko literally means a sounding voice, meaning this is not the basko we always refer to about basko min ha-shamayim. This is a basko, says the and the Mishayos. This is a basko, meaning like the stories we're about to have. Mais Becha Chamar Beshahar. There's a story where a fellow was standing on top of the mountain and he called out, Amar, Ish Plani Meplani, Mabakum Plani's Mace. So and so and so and so from this such place had died. Hochul Mas Shama Adam. And they went to go find the top of the mountain to find someone who made that declaration. They couldn't find him, and still Vesiyashtai. They allowed the wife to get married based on that basko. That basko means it was an actual person. They just couldn't locate the person who made the declaration, and they still married off his wife. Similarly, Bishamais Kitsam of the story in Salman, Becha Chamar, Ani. Ish plaini ben ish plaini nechashan nechashani nechash farini meis. I so and so from this story happened in Salman. I so and so, the son of so and so, was bitten by a snake, and I'm going to die. They went to go find the dead body. They didn't find it. Let's say a little better. They went to find the body, and they found the body, but they couldn't recognize who the body was. It had already decomposed enough. They couldn't recognize the vocal visit. They still allowed the wife to get married based on the basko. So again, Taisha points out, the basko there does not mean a basko, when they're calling out, so it's actually throws in Adarabah. Says Tosfos Yontif, we know, a mashkichim bebasko. We don't give a psak, we don't rule based on a basko. So if a basko for Shemayim calls out and says so-and-so died, we would not listen. It's dafka where it was a human calling out, that's what we mean, and we never identified who was the human that called it out. That's the basko of Mishnah, like the Meisim suggest, the Meisim connect. That is the Tosfos Yontif. Rebbe Chanan comes along and argues, Rebbe Chanan says beautiful, as a chayrish takotayna, that a mashkichim basko means, loipa Shemayim hi legabi psak halacha. If a Shemayim they call out the psak halacha, we say, no. We go based on what the Rav over here, whatever the Rav, the Meridasur, the Rosh Kelo, whatever the Pesach of the city paskins, that's how we rule. We don't go based on what we call up for Shemayim. But over here, it's not a Baskel about a Psak, it's a Baskel about a Metzias. Is this guy alive or is he dead? If he's dead, the Psak is obvious, the wife's mutter. If he's not dead, then the wife, of course, is usher. So such a Baskel, Avad, we would listen to. So he just argues in that connection of the, you're not saying the Baskel of our Mishnah means Baskel of our Shemayim. The Baskel of Mishnah agrees that the stories is a Baskel from a person. But the point is, that connection that Tosfos Yontif adds, that it had been a Baskel of Shemayim in Mashkichim, that he disagrees with. He says, that wouldn't apply. Adarabah, a Baskel for Shemayim about this, we don't just dismiss any Baskel of Shemayim. Only Baskel's Lagabi Psak Alacha, we won't listen to. But this we would listen to. I'm Tana, Bisham Mamasina Albi Baskel, Basil and Messiah Baskel. It's actually Mahlik Bisham Basil. Bisham says we do not let a woman get married based on this Baskel. Basil says we would let a woman get married based on a Baskel. What's the Chiddush? Our Mishnah is a Mishnah Sam, which says very clearly that we let a woman get married based on a Baskel. So it makes sense. That's Basil Shita. What's the Chiddush? Masisani answers Gemara Kamashma. The Chiddush, what we're saying is as follows. If you find a Stam Mishnah that says you cannot get married based on a Baskel, don't think that's the Halacha Bishamahi. The author of such a Mishnah, a Bryce, would be Bishamahi. And that's not the halacha. They went on top of the mountain to find the guy, and they couldn't find the guy, made the declaration, and they're still mad to the wife. In fact, Marvidilma Shehu, very nice that we hear such a declaration from what seemed to be a person, and therefore we should allow the wife to get married, and which is what the Chama did, but why aren't we concerned that it wasn't really a person b'chlal? It was a shade who was just making trouble. Amar Rav Rav, Sherole Dumas Adam, because they saw the shade, they saw the form of a person. Inu Nami Damu, what do you mean? Shadim also can make their form similar to a person. From a distance, certainly, the Mar says, Dechazla Bavua, they saw the shadow of the one who made the announcement, the one who made the declaration, and the shade doesn't have a shadow. It's what I mean. Inu Nami Istu Bavua. Shadim have shadows as well. The Mar answers, no, we saw the shadow of a shadow. You know, sometimes there's like the longer shadow and the shorter shadow. So we saw the shadow of the shadow, and that shade don't have. They don't have the double shadow. In fact, Mar asks, the Dilma Lididu is the Bavua Vua. Perhaps the shadim also have a double shadow. Amr Chanina, Amr Yainis and Shida, Yainis and Shida. So Rashi gives two shadim, either means Yainis and he was actually a shade, so he knew about shadim, or Yainis and Shida was called that because he was an expert in shadim. He wasn't a shade himself, but he was an expert in shadim. And he said to me, Bavua Islu, Bavua Dvua Lestu. They have a shadow, but they don't have the shadow of the shadow. In fact, maybe it was indeed a person, but maybe it was a co-wife, maybe it was one of the women that tried to mess with her. That's who made the announcement. So the Rav Shmuel taught that we know there's a separate halacha. The Gemara in Gittin discusses that if someone is in a pit and they're going to die, they're not going to be able to survive coming out of the pit, and they make an announcement, whoever hears my voice, give a get to so-and-so, my wife. The Mishnah Gittin says over there that we talk to give a get to his wife, kiss him through, we give a get to his wife. Obviously you have to be able to assume he's going to live out the amount of time it takes to write and deliver the get. Fine, but we do so. And the Gemara there asks, the Dilma maybe in this pit that we don't know who it is, it's just, we just hear a sound, is really, maybe it is a woman who's coming to mess him up. And the Mar says, you're right, it is a possibility, but it's a minute, it's just such a minute possibility. That's one of the five women that come to mess him up, happens to be in the pit that sounds like a man, whatever, so that doesn't sound like a man, because it's a husband speaking, and maybe it's them, it's a remote chash. We're not going to mess her up and keep her in a matzav of, in that case, zakhibim. We're not going to keep her married based on that chash, and therefore shasakana, we say it on the right. So here too, we're calling this like shasakana, it's a desperate time, and therefore we can be saying it on the fact that it's alpi rave, not one of those five nashim. And a chanami, if there was a real reason to believe, if it was one of those nashim, then for sure we wouldn't obviously accept the testimony. Dr. Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Kiva. This is a chazar, we had this just 6 months ago. When I went down to Nadoi, we explained back then that Ibrishan typically used to take a base in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. However, when the Romans were gazing, they could no longer remember the Shana, so Rabbi Kiva went from Eretz Yisrael to Nadoi to go to the Shana over there. Masas Nechem Ish Beis Dali, and on my way I found Nechem Ish Beis Dali, who said to me, Shamati Sheim Asin As Isha Beretz Yisrael Pi Erechad. He said, I heard that the Chum of Eretz Yisrael do not allow an Ish to get married based on the testimony of one witness. Eller Rebbe Bava. The only one who allows it is Rebbe Bava. For the main slayer and Mekivas, I said to him, "Can't dwarm." What you're saying is correct. Amar Lisa Nechemish Beis Deli said to me, "Emla Mishmi, tell the Chama Veretzor in my name." Atam Edim Shemadin of Mishpesh Begaisus. You know that the country is full of these troops. And remember the more we explained a couple of months ago, what he said to me was nothing to do with Shas Bechama. What he was saying was, I can't travel there myself to pass on this message. That's why I'm going to pass it on through you, Rebbe Kiva. But what is the message? Mekubani Megamil Zakin. I have a Messiah from Rebbe Gamliel Zakin, Shemasin, the Esaisha Al Piyadechad, that we can marry off an Isha Al Piyadechad, taka like Rebbe Yudim Abav, who is the lone Tamachacham, and Eretz being known this way. I have a Kabbalah from Gamliel Zakin that he's indeed correct. Because says Rabbi Kiva, when I came and said the words in front of Rabbi Gamliel, this is of course Rabbi Gamliel, the descendant of Rabbi Gamliel Zakin, is the right, the descendant of Rabbi Gamliel Zakin. Rabbi Kiva went and said over this psak from Nechemia Ishtli to Rabbi Gamliel of his great grandfather. Samach Dvarei V'Amar, he was rejoiced and he said, "Masana Chaver Rabbi Yudim Bava." We found the Chaver to go together with Bava, who says that Eirechad is Neman to testify about a woman to be matter him to get the husband's dead. Matechad of Nisker Gamliel Shinerga Rugum B'Tiaz. And from this conversation, Gamliel said, "Taka." There was a story where men were killed in a place called Tel Arza. And what happened over there? Yisir Gamliel and Gamliel Hazakin was married off to Shazam Al Piyadecha. Gamliel Hazakin married off the. This is the younger Gamliel. Based on this new revelation that he can marry off the wife based on the testimony of Echad, so he remembered this Taka story, a current story of people killed in Tel Arza, and he allowed those current wives to get married al Piyad Echad. And they established the halacha, he can marry Piyad Echad, not just Eid Echad, Eid Mepiyad, even Eid Frame, which normally witnesses can't testify from another witness. They have to see the event themselves. Here, Eid Mepiyad is good, Mepi Eved, from the mouth of Eved, was normally not considered good Eid, Mepi Isha, Mepi Shifcha, all these Eid that are typically no good are good over here for Eidus. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shu, Eimer, no. Emasin, as Isha, al Piyad Echad. You cannot marry a woman up Piyadechad. So he argued on this psak. Rabbi Kiva Amir, Le'al Piyishav, Le'al Piyeved, Le'al Piyishivcha, Le'al Piyikrev. Rabbi Kiva says, seems like you could say up Piyadechad, but not up Piyeved, not up Piyishivcha, not up Piyikrevim. Fine. In fact, Gemara, if you suffer Rabbi Kiva, Le'al Piyishav, Le'al Piyishivcha, you can't say he can't testify to be mad a woman. Al pi the edus of another isha. V'atayu went to the baiser. B'shem Melazar Imer M'shem Rabbi Akiva. Isha Menachal Avigita. The Kavachaymer. A woman is trusted to bring her get from a Kavachaymer. A woman can bring a get from a Kavachaymer. That what's a Kavachaymer? Manas Shemar Chacham Inam Manas Lemer Beis Bala. Madach the five women that we had in the last parak who aren't meant to say the husband died because they may be messing up with her. Nemanas Lavigitaim. They're nemen to bring the get on behalf. And we said because the get Mechiachal of the wordings of the get. Prove that the get is true. Those five women can deliver the get. So Zu, an Isha herself about her own husband. She had a menace to my mace battle. We've established she's not meant to say her husband died. In addition to menace lavigita, certainly she's not meant to bring her own get. So Nashim Shem Chamud, now make a diak. Who can't say testimony that the woman's husband died? The five women of the last parak, Rabbi Kiva is agreeing, only those five women. The other women can yes testify that the husband died. Nashim, Shamacham, and Hudlim, Amni. After those five women, the Chama said that they shouldn't be believed. Those are the ones that are not believed. Ishba Mamna, but a regular woman, or an ordinary woman, would be believed. The Chari, we have a steer, Rabbi Kiva saying that a woman is believed. In our Mishnah, then the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said, even if Edech is believed, an Isha is not believed, a steer. Like Kasha, very simple. Kan Shechziku, Kan Lacha Shechziku. The answer is very simple. We just had a mission, which had a story. Rabbi Kiva used to think that it was only Rabbi Yudim Abba, who allowed Eid Echad to be believed to marry off the woman, to remarry the woman. Came along Nechemish Deli, and he said, I don't know, there's a Messiah from Gamil that we accept Eidus from an Eid Echad. And once it was Huxiku to establish the din, like Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Kiva switched to initially, he held it was us to not believe. Ultimately, he changed his mind and agreed with the testimony from Nechemish Deli that Eid Echad is believed, and not only Eid Echad, even a psul, even an isha, even an eved. Now, this that we say Eid Echad is puzzle, and Eid Echad is normally puzzle, is kosher over here. There's a discussion in the version, how far do we take that? Meaning, it's pashtus only Eid Echad, let's say, like an isha, like an eved, perhaps, like a what was the other case, maybe a guy, that we're saying that normally they can't testify because there's a psaledus. It's not that there's a suspect about their honesty per se. Anisha, don't say Anisha's a liar. It's just that for some reason they're not kashaledus. But in a case where there's a concern about the honesty, let's say someone's a goslin, and that's why the psaledus, even over here, the chayr, they weren't able to testify. Because once we can't believe them, what they're saying, we don't trust them, then it wouldn't help that Eirech is accepted. You can't accept Eirech, they can't trust. And there is a discussion of the price based on this. The next level, what's going to be by a karev? A karev is normally a pasla aid. Right, so a eid echad karev over here. Would it be nemet to say that the guy died and be mad to the isha or not? what's a tolian? Gishmak Hashailas. Tolian, the lumdus, why is a karev puzzle? When a karev is puzzle, is a karev puzzle because he's negev bedover? He's negev bedover? Or is a karev puzzle because it's a problem of nemanis? If it's a psul kurva, he's a karev, he's negev bedover, a karev kiz edus, so it's not a verdict of a lack of nemanis. He's puzzle to testify because he's related, a karev is related, then over here, he'd be believed also because over here, we're accepting pasul edim. But if the verdict is because he's a karev, it affects his nemanis, then he's legabi this din. He's like the gazlan, and a gazlan neman, and therefore, even though pasul edim could be an aid over here by in general to testify that a man dying legabi, even in this case of pasul edim, is typically okay. Someone who's not neman, like a karev, according to this side, or like a gazlan, would still be no good. Zuck the last mission of Zechta, Amr Leid Hitzer, Setter Bekiva, Maisav Bnei Levi Shalchot Tzarev Ir Tamarim. There's a story with the children of Bnei Levi that went to a city of Tsair near the palm trees, and one of them got sick while they're traveling, and they brought him into an inn to rest there. When they came back, they said to the innkeeper, the lady innkeeper, where's our friend? She said, matter of factly, he died and buried him. And they married his wife off based on the testimony. Should the Kanis not be treated at least as like the Bedekis to be Neman to say over to testify that the husband's dead? Amalu, when this Kehanis is in the same position like the innkeeper, will believe her. What do you mean? The innkeeper brought out this Levi, this Bnei Levi who died, his stick, his wallet, his Sefer Torah, this common type of Sefer Torah, they travel with the Sefer Torah. She brought out all his belongings, so it's pretty clear, within the Karim, that the word that she was saying was true. If the Kehanis, the Marshal of Kehanis, just that she's a Meyuchas, as opposed to the innkeeper, the Marzin asked, what's a little bit about an innkeeper, but as opposed to the innkeeper, doesn't have the same Meyuchas. If the innkeeper believed, should the Kehanis be believed? And the response was, when the Kehanis is like the innkeeper, then she'll be believed. Ask the Gemara, first of all, my grass is the Pundakas. What's the negative slant that was saying about this Pundakas? If the Pundakas is believed, certainly can is. Arav Kana Pundakas of Eschav Maisa. She wasn't a Yid. She was a Gaish female innkeeper. Umasichli Fitumai. She was being a Sikh Fitumai. Zamakil Zatamil Zekavish Kvartiv. Here's the stick, here's his clothing, and here's the grave they buried him in. Vachain Tari Abbeidra, Minyami Machia, Pundakas of Eschav Maisa. She was a Gaish innkeeper. Umasichli Fitumai. She was Aisa. She was just speaking out of innocence. Like earlier, Zeh Makilei, Zeh Tarmilei, Zeh Kevesh Kvartiv, this is pouch, this is stick, and this is the grave I buried him in. And that's why it's believed, even though it's a guy, because it was Masech Fitumai. The Mishnah didn't say the story that way. What did the Mishnah say? They came back and said, Aye Chavireinu. That means they asked her a question, and she was responding. That's a testimony. That's not a Masech Fitumai. It says Gemara, Aye Chavireinu Karmila. Didn't they say to her, where's our friend? The Gemara says, no. The setup of the story is a little different. Keep the Chazinu Bachi, when they came back, they saw her crying. And they kind of said to her, they said, well, why are you crying? Meaning, where's our friend? They knew something, they said something was up. She then said, he died and buried him. But the point is, she had already been Masich Fitumi with her crying that the death took place, and therefore she was Neman. Tanaban. Again, this is all going in Rabbi Kiva had held originally that Erech is not Neman. Once he holds Erech is Neman, so of course, the Kehanis would also be Neman. Tanaban. This is a story where a fellow came to testify in front of Rabbi Tarfon about a certain woman that her husband died. Amar Leir, Rabbi Tarfon said to Bini, how do you know about this? So the guy said, Amar, he and I were traveling on the road and a group of soldiers started chasing us. Finisla b'yicher shel zayis u'pashchay. And he grabbed onto the olive branch, broke it off, and he used the branch to fight them off. Amarti loy, I said to him, Arye, I called him a lion because he was, you know, so strong in battle. Yasha kachacha. This is the exact shabbat. The lush we say thank you. Yash kacha. It literally means may your strength be like be affirmed. Okay, but the point is, I called him Arye. Armelid, he said to me, Arye Shemi. How do you know my name is Arye? Back then, Arye wasn't even a common name, right? Back then, it wasn't so common to use names of animals. They didn't call people Arye, Dave, Zev. They didn't call people animals. For some reason, times have changed, and we call people names that resemble that also the names of animals. Okay, he said, how do you know what they call me? Kach Karnei Sibiri, this is what they call me in my city. Yechanan Reb Yenison. That was his real name, Yechanan Reb Yenison. Arye, the Mekvar Shechia. That's what they referred to me, the lion of the village of Shechia. The Am Chalo Meis. And then this guy saying testimony goes back to his testimony, meaning he never stopped, but he got sidetracked with the I called him Aryeh, and he said to me, yeah, you got my name, good job. And then he gave me his full name, Yechem Yerinson. And then he says, this guy got sick and died after he warded off all the troops. Nebuch got sick and died naturally. Because Reb Tarfon's sister, Reb Tarfon said, oh, the wife can't remarry. So, he asked the Gemara. So, we see this is a story in the Braisa. There are Reb Tarfon married based on the testimony of Erechad. Now the Gemara asks the question. Reb Tarfon led by Jehira. Reb Tarfon, we don't see in the story that he went and was Deish V'chaker. We don't see him cross-examining this test, this aid. Does he not need that? V'atayin didim v'lun v'raisa, ma'isav adam echad, shabal fayir, Reb Tarfon led Eidus Isha. There's a story of a guy who said a testimony in front of Reb Tarfon about Eidus Isha. It's going to be, by the way, it's the same story. This Braisa is elaborating on the same story, unless it happened twice with the same names. The Braisa is elaborating on the same story, but in this elaboration, there was Drish V'chira. So the Gemara is just bothered, and why in one Braisa don't we see about Drish V'chira, and the Braisa we do? It says Gemara, we're going on the road. And a troop, a battalion came after us. And this guy grabbed a branch of a fig tree. Notice in this version, it was a fig tree, not an olive tree. I'm not sure if it makes any difference. And he grabbed up the branch of a fig tree and he warded them off. He said to them, thank you, Aryeh, or let your strength be affirmed, Aryeh. Amali, Yafakwat Lashmi, you're Muhammad to my name. So in the last version of the story, he says, how do you know my name? In this case, he says, Yafa, you got my name, good for you. Shkachar Nisibiri, this is what they call me, I'm a city. Yechem and Yenison, Aryeh Mikvar Shikhi, they call me Yechem Yenison, from the lion from the village of Shechaya. The Yom Chalav Meis, and afterwards, this Yechem and Yenison, Nebuchad sick and died. That was the end of the testimony. Amalai, so we're tired for now, questioned him. Lekach Amarti Li, Yechem and Yenison, the Mikvar Shechia Aryeh. Didn't you say to me it was Yechonam and Yenison? Amar Lei, no. Loikach Lei, Elkach Amar Tala, Yechonam and Yenison, Aryeh Demikvar Shechaya. Meaning, he switched the order. He said, didn't you say to me Yechonam, did you say to me it was Yechonam, the statement was Yechonam and Yenison from Kvar Shechaya, who's an Aryeh? He said, no, that's not what I said. It was Yechonam and Yenison, Aryeh Demikvar Shechaya. So meaning, he was asking him a few questions, trying to trip him up to see if he got the story exactly the same every time. V'dikti glav shnei shayim shashab pamim. V'kiv nesvar. He tested him 2-3 times. The witness was consistent with his words. V'asir b'tafer nesishtem. B'tafer married off the wife. But you see over there, b'tafer needed, according to this version of events, he needed Jewish v'chakira. Why, according to the first b'risa, this version did not have it? Mar says Tanai. The Tanya Tzmachah is Tanai, but they need Jewish v'chakira. The Tanya went to the b'risa. Ain't by the Eidim Nashim, but Jewish v'chakira. Tiber Meir. You don't have to check these Eidim Nashim that attest when the husband died with Jewish v'chakira. That's Tiber Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tarfon Eimer. But can we do check? So the machlokes is about it. The two b'risas were arguing whether Reb Tarfon subscribes to the opinion of Jewish v'chakira like we have in this last b'risa, or no, he doesn't subscribe to it. It's a machlokes in the b'risas. The Kamiftri Reb Chanina, the Gemara says, and the Talmud of the b'risa, they are arguing in the matter of Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina, Tvar Teira, Echadin Mamas Echadin Nefashas Jewish v'chakira. Minat Teira, Mamnas and Nefashas both need Jewish v'chakira. Shneimar, Mishpat Echayilchem says Mishpat Echayilchem. So we need cross examination side by Edis. Mamanis have these defashas. Umata Mamam Dini Mamanis ain't Jewish Chakira. Why do they take away the need for Jewish Chakira by Eidim Mamanis? Because if every time someone lends money and he comes to testify that he lent money and he comes to bring Eidim that he lent money and they're going to cross examine the witnesses and slug them up and the guy will end up not having proper witnesses to the fact that he's owed money, he's going to stop lending. People stop lending. So by Dini Mamanis, they don't want people to stop lending, so they relax the requirement of cross examination of the witnesses by Dini Fashas. They left it in place. So fine. Very nice memory from Chanina. This conversation about Dina Mamnas, Dina Fashas. What Shaykh is to our Sugya? The Gemara says, the Shaykh is as follows. Do we consider being Matar and Isha Dina Mamnas or not? There's a Ksuva involved. Does that make a Dina Mamnas and therefore requires cross examination, originally required cross examination, or not? That's the Shaykh. Maki Lefaki. Marsa Kivin the Ksuva the Mishkal, Kidina Mamnas, Dami. So I said it opposite. That because there's Ksuva there and it's Dina Mamnas, we relaxed the obligation for Jewish Chakira. That's what one opinion holds. Umarsa, that's Rabbi Kiva, or one Brisa according to Betarfin. Umarsa, the other Brisa according to Betarfin, holds keeping the Kasharina and Eshesh Alma, since we're being Mat Eshesh Alma, our main focus is not on the Mamnis, on the Kedine Fashas, Dami's like Kedine Fashas, and therefore we do require the cross examination, we require Jewish Chakira. There is one more line, two more lines, few more lines, some Zechta, famous ending. This ending is, he speaks about, I'm not going to read it inside for those who want to be saved for Siam. This ending discusses the Tamid Chamim adding Shalom into the world, and it's based on a pasuk which has the word Banayach. The irony is, Mashal points out, four Masechtas and Shas end with this Lashon. What are the four Masechtas and Shas? Brachas, Yevamos, Nazir, and Krisis. What's that? Those four Masechtas make up the word Banayach. Beis, Nun, Yud, Chaf, Brachas, Nazir, Yevamos, and Krisis, Andechav. That's the four Masechtas that end with this Shmach. Beautiful Mashal. Have a wonderful day. Mazda for those that read the line inside. We'll pick up Mitzvah Ksuvis tomorrow morning.